When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and your smart speakers. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Tomorrow at 6:30 and 7:30 on ESPN2, you'll be able to watch everything from the 2-on-2 game yesterday, Key and Jay versus Barton Hahn. You'll also be able to hear the game right here on ESPN Radio. I thought Chris Canty, what we just heard coming in, guys, got it right. Jay Will playing with his food. You were really playing with your food all day. I got the feeling that you could have blanked him if you wanted, and you were kind of having fun.
Well, the first move of the game, I was posting Bart up, and I hit him with a little chicken wing. He almost fell, and I was like, all right, like, let's – I don't want anybody to get hurt. But it was
– But you were messing with Freddie Coleman, the ref.
Yeah, and I wanted Key to score. I said, Key, you score, rest is going to take care of herself. Because then it allows him to talk trash to everybody. He dropped the first couple buckets. And then we'll go from there.
Yeah, we all made our contributions. Yeah. We don't look at who did what, you know.
I tried.
We got him. Key has some chippies. He just, you know.
Oh, my legs was not underneath me. That's for sure.
Actually, they were underneath you. They just weren't
working.
Yeah, they weren't working.
But he looked like he knew what he was doing, Jay.
No, I totally know what I'm doing. But when you out of shape at the level, it's not going to work. No matter what you do, man.
In a half court, don't matter, yeah.
I don't give a damn if they cut it down to a quarter of a court. It doesn't matter.
A pint.
Yes, yeah. It does not matter. Dude, it's so hard moving around. And then you got to lean on Bart 250.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's a lot of jockeying.
Then fake 230. You know, he's a little skinny looking cat, but he, you know.
6'6", yeah.
See, you moving on him.
Allen's a fake 230.
Yeah, Bart about 250. And I'm carrying more weight, and I'm moving. You know, it's just like, it's a lot. You know, it's like, God. And you try, you're running gingerly. I'm not out there stopping on a dime, and I'm trying to make sure nothing breaks.
Nothing pops.
Nothing pops, you know.
No snap, crackle, pop.
None. The court uneven. You just, it's a lot.
The baskets are uneven.
It's about to rain.
Just for people to understand what Key's body is in shape right now, is we were walking to the bathroom to the last break. I kind of went out to go to the first bathroom, and Key started walking. I'm like, Key, you walk like you 90. Go ahead, take the first bathroom, man. You got it.
Yeah, muscles ache in places that they have. My calves don't hurt. The bottom of my foot is sore. My back in between my shoulder blades got a couple balls in there, the golf balls, knots. My lower back is a little tight.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be nice to have you massage it. And then I got some glute issues.
Hey, yo!
And my buttocks is nice and tight. But that's about all.
Should have had a professional trainer up here, a massage therapist working on this morning.
I need the massage gun and everything, you
get
know?
Vince Carter said, get the Theragun.
Yeah.
Get all that ready for the next day.
The whole reason I went to the gym
The
whole reason I went to the gym on Tuesday is so I wouldn't look exactly like I looked on Wednesday. Like, I didn't want to look like an idiot, which I looked like anyway, but I put up probably a couple hundred free throws, and just from putting up free throws, my quads, my calves, I have tendonitis in my right elbow. It's killing me. My shoulders, everything.
I'm out here on one knee.
Yeah.
And my knee's not even that sore.
Yeah, but you were one of the best basketball players in the world. Stop.
Max, no, you stop. You're saying that you're sore from shooting free throws.
That's right. I have no shame in my game.
Key was at least moving around, jockeying for position.
I haven't picked up a basketball in years and years and years.
Well, you knew this game was coming for a month.
I know. I waited till the last minute. That was stupid of me.
And then he said, I'll make it with my eyes closed.
Yeah, that was stupid of me, too.
You got idiot tax. That's what you got.
Damn it, I paid a stupid tax?
You got your own system, stupid tax.
Damn.
The beauty of it all is
I use that line all the time, by the way.
Stupid tax, yeah.
Stupid tax works.
The beauty of it all, though, is we pulled it off.
We did.
It was an amazing event.
As a team.
As a team.
The owner came. And Max.
The owner came later and got in the middle of the ceremony and held the trophy up as if he did anything.
Took all the credit.
It's like an early Hanukkah present.
And we were
Key, it's like an early Hanukkah present.
Yes.
Yes.
And we were able to raise money for Make-A-Wish for Barton Hahn and the V Foundation for us, the $10,000 for us and $5,000 for them. And anytime you could do that, it's worth it, right?
Worth it,
I mean, it just feels feels good.
And everybody's healthy. Like, shout out to our crew, everybody who put this whole thing on. It felt like we were getting ready for the NBA Finals.
You know the thing about basketball?
There were like 10 cameras on the court. I'm like, damn.
It's what just are we? Basketball.
Hold on.
Basketball's Key, just fun,
walk
man.
Out like that. Key, make sure you guys walk on your toes. I'm like, you
know what I just realized? What am I doing? What am I doing? It was fun even just putting up free throws. I'm going to the gym with you, and you're gonna work me out. Yep. Yep. You're going to train me in basketball, Jay. That's right.
Well, are you asking me to train you?
I'm already around. I'm roping you into it.
How long do we want the training session to be?
Easily 20 minutes. 25 maybe.
No, I think we should do a 10-minute training session.
He's going to play with you in September.
I mean, I'm not in shape for a marathon, Jay. I mean, what do you want from me?
10 minutes, what am I, a machine? 25 minutes.
Marcus Smart on the Old Man in the Three podcast, J.J. Redick, said to, quote, this is a quote, "To this day, if we went to the championship instead of LeBron, we definitely would have beat Golden State."
See, this is how stuff works out, Max. You ready? Mm-hmm. He said this on J.J. Redick's podcast back in February. So now we are in June, right? So little things like that, all of a sudden they resurface. They get used against you. You know how this stuff works. Like, this is sometimes where players get really frustrated at the media because they want you to be honest. They want you to be real. And then it just so happens that you meet up against
I'm not laughing at that. I was laughing because I was thinking about mine. Maybe, Jay, he should have thought in February, you know, there's a chance that we might play them.
But that's always what happens. And people want you to speak your mind, so you end up saying it. And then that's the storyline.
And there's
that's
all types of, I mean, you might meet up, like, there's all types of possibilities. That's so what are you going to not
but
talk
you,
about
but
stuff?
But you know, Coach, there's a different way you can approach that, right?
Same.
You can approach it. Not that, look, as a player, when I play, I don't give a damn what somebody says. So bulletin board material doesn't mean anything. You are talking out of fear is the way I've always looked at it. Oh, he ain't that good. Okay, man, you're just talking now. Now I'm going to have to torch you. So when you look at Marcus Smart's situation, he should have been smarter and been able to say, well, you know, if we'd have played him, you know, it would have been a good game. We'll see how, you know, that. Yeah, and I get it. You say it's boring. But like you said a minute ago, OJ, you said it in February. You should have thought.
But do you believe in bulletin board material?
I don't.
Football's different than basketball that way because you need so many guys on the same page, and they're all on different pages on a football team. I think coaches like to have that stuff, and there's so many possibilities, so many guys talking, more under control. And the NBA and basketball generally is always more of like a – it's more like boxing. It's more like a one-on-one matchups and stuff, even though it's a team sport, where I think the talking, you can let it go a little bit more.
Because even P.J. Tucker after – the Heat won game 6, went at Draymond Green in the post game, saying, oh, yeah, thanks, Draymond.
Very well-liked vet.
But the difference with Dre, all he said was, I think we're going to play Boston. He didn't say, well, yeah, we're going to wind up playing Boston. He said, I think we're going to play it based on Boston being up at the time.
Yeah.
Right? And so when you look at the Marcus Smart situation, he said it back in February. But, like you said, they can pull it out now. And if he doesn't say anything at all, he doesn't have to worry about it. The reason I don't like it is because most people, not metrics and all the other crap that we go through, most people think that Golden State is the better team and they're going to win.
Yeah.
Most people think that.
Vegas odds say
that.
Yeah,
Vegas odds say it. So most people think that. So when you say something like that, and the reason I don't like it for him is because if they bring out the broom on them or whatever and beat them, now you look like...
Even beat him in 6 games.
Now it looks one of them deals. Oh, he should have never opened his mouth.
And it will be a bigger thing, too, because tonight, look, the spread is 3.5 points, right? Like, the Celtics are 3.5 points underdogs. So
they're good on the road.
That's what I'm saying.
By the way, Draymond said on Wednesday, in response to the Marcus Smart stuff, because nobody had beat us. No one has ever beaten us whole, ever. Has not happened yet. In 2016, I got suspended from a game in the finals. In 2019, Kevin Durant goes down during the finals. But then you follow that over to Cleveland. No one has ever beat us whole. I got to say something about that, guys. When you have a big personality like Draymond's, who's emotional, part of the Bulls had Dennis Rodman, right? Part of your team is, can that guy walk up to the line without crossing it? Dre had a bunch of texts. LeBron was aware. Next one, he gets a one-game suspension. Baited him. He baited him into it. Dre took the bait. That is not being whole in a different way that let an injury that keeps you out. That's something else, right? So for Dre to say that, I don't agree. Now, it is true in 15, like they didn't lose, they won, but then Cleveland wasn't whole. So that holds that no one's beaten you whole, but you're one of the reasons by getting yourself thrown out that you weren't whole. And then you also won a championship when the other team wasn't whole. You know what I mean?
Well, also, like, this is why I look forward to. And I agree with you on your point, Max. Like, I like when there's trash talking. I like when it means something, right? Because for me, when somebody spoke to me, that got me to a different place. So it makes me think about when Giannis spoke trash to Al Horford, it got Al Horford to a different place. That's when Al Horford played his tail off in that series with Boston.
Great example.
So if we're talking about if Draymond comes out that way, sometimes that kind of stuff can elevate for Boston because Boston comes out with a very workmanlike blue-collar mentality. They need that. So sometimes if Draymond were to do that, it feeds into helping Boston get to a mental place where they need to
be.
Yeah,
but then Marcus Smart saying what he's saying.
Helps him too. Yeah, it's going to work out that way. But does that really, helped him, Key? It was back in February.
Yeah, but it's being said now as if it's present.
That's true.
Right? I mean, people are talking. We're talking about it as if he said it last night. Not back in February. It doesn't say, hey, back in February he said this.
Yeah, with social with social media now and everything, it doesn't matter how long. People dig up stuff from 5 years ago and people react to it like it just happened yesterday.
I just feel bad because I would hate to see them get shellacked and then all of a sudden people looking at him and say, you didn't open your mouth. You know how that goes.
Yeah, but that'll have in the end.
I guess it doesn't matter because it's going to happen anyway.
So Andre Snellings is with us now, ESPN senior NBA writer, Dr. Dre. What's up, Dre?
What the deal, fellas?
What up, baby? Snell?
So, you know,
don't be laughing,
sorry,
man.
Go ahead.
Dre,
I just can't believe that J. Will beat y'all into playing 2-on-2 with a professional NBA player. Like that was just comp from jump. But anyway,
No. This is Key and Key
and Jay.
And Key and Jay, we won.
We won, yeah. Dre.
We won.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. That's true. But I'm just saying, like, for the entire enterprise, you know, J. Will had to be coming into this drinking Kool-Aid in the mirror like, yeah, I'm finna Jordan on the cat.
Of course. That's why he attempted all the shots and I attempted and made one.
We don't on this team, we don't pay attention to who does what and the blame and credit. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, that team won. That's the main thing. We all had our contributions. Jay made a key score. He played defense. I did my thing. And Jay also made contributions.
Yes, I did.
That's what's up. Yeah, he did a little bit. He did a little bit.
Dre, one of the contributions Jay made on this show was convincing me yesterday that, in fact, Marcus Smart is the single most important player in these finals, because not only does he have to play defense on Steph, but then he has to run the offense on the other end, and he has to, in that with that level of fatigue, and make the right play, and don't always look, you know, don't just shoot when he thinks he has his own shot. Make that. Do you think that's right? Is Marcus Smart the most important player in the series?
I think that's a narrative that potentially could get Marcus Smart the finals MVP if the Celtics win, because, you know, there's some meat there. I think the most important player in the series, especially for the Celtics, is Jason Tatum, because they're going to go as far as he can carry them. I think Smart is going to be a disruptor. I don't think that any one perimeter player can shut down another perimeter superstar. You know, defense is such a team element, and it involves everyone from the inside out. So I'm not even fully sure that based on impact, Marcus Smart should have necessarily been the defensive player of the year, but I think that he's going to make life very uncomfortable for Steph Curry. I think there'll be some memorable plays at both ends of the court. And yeah, if the Celtics win, I think that narrative, you know, could get him some consideration for finals MVP, which, because I write about NBA bets and Smart is 35-1 to win that finals MVP, is something that people should pay attention
to. We were talking about that on the show yesterday. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dre, how impressive has Klay Thompson been, considering all the things he's been through, battling injuries, that he's now in his sixth straight NBA Finals?
Oh, yeah. I am so happy for Klay Thompson that he's been able to come back and play like he has. I think that he's not the player now that he'll be next year. I think, you know, another year removed from his surgery, he'll start getting some of that explosiveness back and be even better. And as far as the X's and O's on the court, I think that last might be important. Because as we know with Klay Thompson, If he makes two shots in a row, mm-hmm. I'm tweeting folks like, this is not a drill. You know, he's about to go into NBA jams. He's on fire mode.
Put everyone under the desks, right? Like, not a, it's like, yeah.
Line like if he
up,
two
single
in a row,
file, let's
hit
the exits.
Mm-hmm. But one thing I've noticed, people talk about his defense not quite being back because of the athleticism. His offense has been affected, too, because Klay would use his athleticism, and he would just run and just run off picks, and he would be able to generate these open looks. And I've noticed so far in these playoffs he's had trouble getting separation like he used to. And I think that against a Celtics defense that is more conscientious about staying with perimeter players, especially off of picks, that could be an issue for him. Like we saw in Game 5 last series, the Mavs messed around and didn't cover him for those first couple possessions, let him hit the two shots. And once he does that, then all bets are off. I don't think the Celtics will do that. So I'm not sure that he'll be able to have the impact on this series that, frankly, I would like him to have. But I will say, just like we just said with Marcus Smart, if the Warriors win and Klay has a couple of those big games, I think he may be one of the only Warriors that can really push Steph for Finals MVP. Because that narrative of coming back after those two catastrophic injuries is just so cool that I think he's going to have a lot of good cred.
Andre Stellin is joining us, ESPN senior writer here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Dre, outside of the big names that are involved in this series coming up, this NBA Finals, guys like Kevon Looney, guys like Robert Williams, I don't feel like they get enough shine. What do you think they mean to their teams, especially Looney last game?
Oh, yeah. Now, Looney, not just last game, last series, and even the last game of the Grizzly series, he was, you know, we talk so much about the Warriors and their death lineup and, you know, their small ball and all of those things, but we saw, you know, starting with the Grizzlies, that they were just getting beat up down low, and that's how, even after Ja Morant got hurt, Memphis was able to be competitive because they were just dominating the paint, and for Looney to be able to step into the gap and say, nah, you know, fellas, I got y'all, and grab double-digit boards and block shots and kind of be the landlord in the paint the way that he was, that was massive for the Warriors in the Western Conference. And it's going to be really important against the Celtics. You know, you mentioned the Time Lord, Robert Williams, for the Celtics. With him, I worry about health. Mm-hmm. If he's healthy, his athleticism, his quick jump and his timing on defense really changes the way the Celtics are able to play. I just talked about Marcus Smart, and as a perimeter player, what his defensive impact can be relative to the bigs on the team. You know, the Time Lord and Grant Williams and Al Horford are so important to that Celtics defense. And if Robert Williams is able to play and be most of himself, he can really change the dynamic of his series.
Dre, in football, defenses win championships. That's what a lot of us think. That's what a lot of us have seen. Offenses are splashy. They look cute. They're shiny. But the defense ultimately is the reason you win the Super Bowl. The Celtics having a great defensive team up against a fluid offensive team. Who do you think gets the best of one another in this matchup?
Yeah, it's really intriguing because quietly the Warriors' defense is much better than I think people realize. I believe these might be the
one
top
two
defenses in the league as far as defensive rating goes. So I think that both defenses, as I mentioned earlier with Marcus Smart, will make life difficult on the opposing offense. This isn't going to be a pretty series. This isn't going to be one where I don't believe where Steph is going to be taking too many shots and turning around and looking at the bench and doing a lot of flexing, because I think he's going to be too bruised for all of that. But I do think that points will be scored. Like, you know, I mentioned betting earlier. I think I'm going the over in this game because I think that as great as the defenses are, the offenses and the way the rules are set up, there'll still be points scored on both sides. But, yeah, I think the defense, I agree with you, defense does win championships. And I think the better defensive performance has a great chance to win this championship as well.
Andre Snellings, ESPN senior NBA writer, on with Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. Dre, Kendra Andrews reported on this just in yesterday, 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN, that Draymond was talking about the difference between this team and earlier iterations of the death lineup, et cetera, when they were winning in 2000, when they were great in 2015, 16, et cetera, pre-KD, is that their best players then were not their most experienced players. right? They had very good players who were experienced, like Iguodala, but their very best player. But now the difference is their very best players are their most championship experienced players. And in addition to that, they have excellent supporting cast. They have a deep and excellent supporting cast. To me, that is a very big deal. What do you make of that?
No, I agree. First of all, Max, when you gonna have me on your TV show?
Anytime. You know, I don't get him, Dre.
Let's come on, Seaport. Let's go.
you know what I'm saying? But as to your question, yeah, I think that's key. I think that honestly, on paper, I think the Celtics are clearly better than the Warriors this time around. But what you just pointed out, I think, is the Warriors' biggest advantage. Having that experience in their best players, their pulse is never going to change. And not only that, they can pass that along to their younger, more inexperienced teammates because they can say, look, little man, we got this. We've been here before. We know how to do this. You play your part. You know, they can explain in a way that the Celtics can't what these teams are about to face. The Celtics have zero games of final experience on the whole team. So having that among the veterans on the Warriors, I think, is a massive advantage. And it's a reason why this time through they can succeed even if Iguodala isn't healthy enough to play, because they don't have to get that veteran experience from the bench. They have it themselves.
Watch this. Dre thinks I'm playing. I want to do a segment with Andre Snellings, like an analytics segment to end the show, not just once a week or something, like frequently. How do you like that, Dre?
Hey, let's make it happen, number one. You know, I'm all for it.
That's right. This just in.
So, Dre,
2 p.m. Eastern.
Help me out with this. Sorry, do you want to continue your plug, Max?
Well, I was hoping one of you would
handsome
end
host.
It. Yes,
there
thank you.
Go. Dre, Ime Udoka, in his first year, has gone through a gauntlet of a season, has changed around the dynamic of this team in January after that horrible loss to the Knicks, got them to buy in. We are no longer having conversations about breaking up Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. They have gone through Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Giannis, and Jimmy Butler in the Miami Heat. They're in the NBA Finals. With that kind of success in his first year as a head coach, what kind of pressure does that now put on Darvin Ham, who has just been named the new head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers?
First of all, you named all them accomplishments and did not mention that he's engaged to Nia Long. So that man's having the best year ever.
Exactly.
But I think, in a way, I kind of think it's the opposite. I think that his performance and the performance of Monty Williams with the Suns and all of these, you know, Ty Lue, all of these former players that are coming out and doing such an excellent job as head coaches, I think that's why Darvin Ham is getting this opportunity. And I think that he's built to have success with it. You know, the players respect him. He can speak to them in a way that others can't. And so, I mean, yes, there's always going to be pressure. He's taking over the Lakers' job, and it's in the final days of LeBron. So, you know, there's going to be mad pressure with that. But I think he's built to succeed in it, and I think he can attribute his opportunity to the success of his predecessors. Mm.
That is Andre Snelling, senior ESPN writer. Thank you, Dre. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right. You and I are set. Yep. I'm not playing games. All right. You're going to see him featured on This Just In very soon. Tomorrow at 6:30 and 7:30 on ESPN2, you're going to be able to watch everything from our 2-on-2 game. Key and Jay versus Barton Hahn took place yesterday. You will see it tomorrow at 6:30 and 7:30 on ESPN2. You can hear the whole game on ESPN Radio. Keyshawn, J. Willimax is presented by Progressive Insurance. A title for Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers in one night.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. Hey, guys, tomorrow at 6:30 and 7:30 on ESPN2, you will be able to watch perfect free throw shooting form. Because you're going to see everything from our two-on-two game yesterday with Bart and Hahn. Our game, Key and J versus Bart and Hahn. And sure enough, Team KJM, that's Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, won. You'll also be able to hear the game right here on ESPN Radio. Everyone made contributions. Key scored. He played defense. I did whatever I did, and so did Jay.
And you know, we I just thought
yeah,
we didn't get no water break.
No, we got nothing.
Break. Nothing.
Nothing, boss.
I saw the water bottles on the table here, and I just thought to myself, we didn't get no damn water. Nothing. We couldn't get 5 minutes.
No. Well, the game was only 5 minutes.
Yeah, but if they would have gave us 5 minutes, we could have got our second win. Probably wouldn't have been as sloppy.
What do you want, a halftime in a game to 11?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It looked
the way
tiring.
We feel, hell. Yeah.
Needed today. TV timeouts.
Yeah, no TV timeouts.
Yeah, yeah, Freddie Coleman's calling fouls, you know.
Big production. We get no TV timeouts. Now, come on now, seriously.
We should have had challenges. We had video
we
equipment.
We had announcers with no TV timeout. No,
nothing.
Nothing. Mm. I didn't even see a medical staff up here.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's the biggest point.
Yeah, exactly.
If something happened,
slick surface, it was a good kind of drizzling a little bit.
A bunch of 40-year-old plus dudes out there playing.
No medical staff.
None.
It's ridiculous.
With a bunch of injuries.
Yeah, but between the four of you, almost 200 years of experience on that court. You hear what Aaron Rodgers said during the match? You know, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers against Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. They're playing golf. About how often he thinks about the end of his career, guys? Listen to this.
Oh, I think about it all the time. Yeah. I mean, I resonate with what Tom said about the mindset of 55, 45. You know, when you commit, you're 100%. The older you get, you know, the interests change and the grind, I think, wears on you a little bit more. And the football part's the easy part. That's the joy. It's the other stuff that wears on you and makes you think about life after football. Tommy obviously set the bar so high with playing so many years, but I can definitely see the end coming.
What do you think, Key? He said he can see the end coming. Tommy set the bar so high. So it sounds like he's not chasing Brady in terms of longevity.
No, you can't. You can't because you're not going to catch him. Like, you could chase all you want, but you're never going to catch him. At some point, Brady's been very lucky to be able to play this long, not having any major injuries once he got up in age, other than the ACL injury early in his career. And it is about the grind, though, right? Mm-hmm. It's playing the game on Sunday's easy. If you don't have to go through the week of practice, sitting in meetings with rookies and players not paying attention and lifting them weights and listening to coaches screaming and holler for no apparent reason, you go out and play the game on Sunday. That's what wears players down. It's like, man, I don't
all the
feel
stuff
like,
that comes with it.
Oh, like, yeah. Getting up at 5:30 in the morning, rolling over to drive into a facility 30 minutes away to hear some coach tell me what I just heard the night before. And it wears you out. He'll retire at some point, but I'm not going to talk about him retiring and wonder if he's going to retire as we get into the season every single day.
Something tells me you will.
No, I won't. No, I won't. I'll shut it down.
You know what has to be really frustrating? Well, not frustrating, but yeah, I guess so individually, is that for a guy who has the greatness of Aaron Rodgers, right, for all the things that he's accomplished, obviously he's driven for internal goals and for team goals as well to win another Super Bowl. But the fact that, you know, in his mind, you always think of yourself as the greatest at what you do to a certain degree, but there's still that question that lingers, right? Other people can talk about it, but you still, and for him, like, I got to get one more. The way he's gone out.
Dino Russini made the point earlier. Yeah. I totally agree. It's like a light went off.
You have to chase it.
You got to get two if you're Aaron Rodgers.
You got to get two. You got to chase it.
The reason he has to get two, like you said, though, Jay, is his greatness, all of the things that he has done, and he's been built up. But there's also a guy that played in Lambeau that's gone to two Super Bowls.
100% and won one.
And won one, but gone to two. And was considered the best to ever do anything.
And you followed him.
And you followed him.
Come on.
Because you'll never catch Brady. You'll never catch Brady and some of the other quarterbacks. You'll just
you
never
realize
catch
if Brady wins the Super Bowl this year, Aaron Rodgers would have to win every Super Bowl until 2031 to catch him. Like Brady, that ship has sailed a long time ago.
No, it has.
I agree with you 100%. You're not even going to go down as the best quarterback in the history of your own franchise?
Yeah, and so when you look at that, that's something that he probably is chasing in the back of his mind. But I've never been, I don't know, I just never been one, Jay, when I came into the league, I had a goal in mind. Make as much money as I can make.
Mm-hmm. Good goal.
Yeah, of course, right, Max?
Well, starts there, let's be honest.
For me, for sure. Make as much money as I can, play 10 years, mm-hmm. win a championship, make a Pro Bowl, and that was it.
Because you want to make the Hall of Fame?
No, because I was never going to catch Jerry Rice.
Right.
And the Hall of Fame didn't mean anything to me. It means something to a lot of people. But what meant something
to me. Well, you weren't going to do it with those quarterbacks anyway. So,
well, that's true, too. But what meant something to me is getting my family out of poverty. That was the important part. That's why the money came first. Other people have different goals. Some people want to be the greatest that ever played. I was never catching Jerry Rice. Mm-hmm. Wasn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. Dude played like 85,000 years. I didn't want to play that long. So you have to have in your mind what your goals are. What was Aaron Rodgers' goals when he stepped into the NFL? Was it to play as long as he wanted to win many, many, many championships? Was it to win one? Like, what is it?
I think if you conquer
some of those things, you can walk away from the game at peace.
I think he has done everything except when Diana says, like, it, to me it feels like whatever it was in the beginning, Key, now to me it feels like this dude's playing till he gets another one. He needs one more, right? And he's on a competitive team every year, largely because of him.
But is that one more because he was chasing somebody?
Maybe Favre, like as you said. Because that would have been there right from the beginning of his. As soon as he got drafted, he had to know that, right? Tomorrow at 6:30 and 7:30 on ESPN2, you can watch everything from the 2-on-2 game yesterday, Key and Jay versus Bart and Han. You'll also be able to hear the game right here on ESPN Radio. Guys, game one of the NBA Finals is tonight. We're going to hear from Steph Curry.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Guys, baseball is a very, very, very local sport, right? One of the reasons it's so local is there's so much local TV money in every market that the major leagues don't do a good enough job of trying to turn it into more of a national sport that everyone cares about, like the NFL. The NFL is so popular and such a national, like the kind of the one thing that the whole country does together, right?
What is basketball?
That it's below the NFL but above everything else, yeah. I think. But Mike Trout might wind up one day being called the greatest player who ever lived, because every year he's like the best player in baseball now, going on 10 years. He has to respond now. He's more famous maybe for being the commissioner of a fantasy football league because Jock Peterson got slapped in the face by Tommy Pham, right? Because of a dispute over a fantasy football league. He's more famous for being the commissioner of that league right now, maybe than anything else. Here is Mike Trout responding to criticism as fantasy football commissioner.
I ain't talking about fantasy football. I don't even know. You know, it's just one of the things. It's, everybody's competitive. Everybody loves fantasy football. Who doesn't? So like, I think it's you guys dragging it on. So, you know, I talked to Tommy. I talked to Jock.
everybody in that was part of it, you know, just passionate about fantasy football. So, what's that? Am I going to resign? I haven't made that decision. I don't know. But every commissioner I know always gets booed. So.
Guys, it was up on ESPN.com as a story this morning when I looked at ESPN.com. Trout unsure he will resign as fantasy football commissioner.
He just doesn't want to deal with the drama, huh?
They're asking him at pregame press conferences about fantasy football.
Who's all involved? Is it just Major League Baseball players involved in this particular fantasy deal?
Yeah.
I've had fantasy deals that have gone wrong where it ends up becoming super, super personal.
But you didn't get slapped.
No, I didn't get slapped.
But there was money on the line in this, too. I wonder how much.
People take that stuff seriously, though.
You're trying to figure out how much money the slap was worth.
Yeah, man. Because when it gets to a certain number, they're going to start to take it seriously.
Yeah, but what is a certain number for those guys,
though? I've looked it up.
That's what I'm saying.
They're about the same size, about the same weight. They have both earned in their careers, both Pham and Peterson, a little under $30 million so far.
So you think it's six figures?
Oh, I'm thinking five figures.
I'm thinking five figures.
I'm thinking five figures.
Legit five figures.
Yeah, but that's not a slap worthy.
Five figures? What? 20, 30 G's on the line?
Key. No, that's not a slap. 20, 30 G's, that's not a slap.
Key, that's a lot of money, dog.
Key's made some money in his life, boy. You hear that?
It's a lot of money.
We're
but
back
a
in
slap
10 seconds.
G-Shawn, Jay Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Jay Will is making it happen.
Jay with a long jumper to
and
make
now
it 9-3.
9-3 KJM crew over Barton Hahn. Jay Will playing with his food.
Buries it.
Ball game.
And that'll do it. That is it.
I think today was a huge win because the Make-A-Wish Foundation and the Jimmy V Foundation getting huge wins as well.
Choose your own adventure time. You voted on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, Key J. Max on Twitter, Key J. and Max on Twitter, at Key J. and Max. What we should talk about here, 4% said lock of the night, 23% ESPN 2-on-2 rematch.
Not a chance.
Ain't going to be no rematch.
Promise you.
34% Jay's first hockey game. But edging out Jay's first hockey game that he attended live, the Rangers playoff win last night at the Garden.
First hockey game.
No, first hockey game was a Rangers playoff win in the Eastern Conference Finals.
No, ever.
I thought you, for some reason, I thought you've gone to a hockey deal in Long Island or something before.
No.
38%. Just, by the way, kind of only edging you out by 4%, Jay.
I tell y'all, man.
What's that?
The NBA Finals game one. So we're talking about the NBA Finals game one.
Yes, it is great to talk about hockey here, right here on ESPN, the home of the hockey. Mm.
The home of the hockey.
Jay, from now on, is going to have his very own hockey segment. Here's Steph Curry. He's a guard for the Golden State Warriors, guys, in case you're wondering. NBA on ESPN Radio, why getting back to the finals means so much.
To do it, you know, after this last 2 years that we've had, battling through a lot of injuries, change on the roster and, you know, implementing a lot of young guys this year. It's definitely a sense of pride that we could, you know, get back here and have a chance to win four more games and hopefully another championship.
I mean, look, I got to tell you, it feels watching reports on this just in yesterday from Golden State, right? And I know the arena has changed, so maybe, and there's some new faces and everything, but the Warriors have really started something because it feels natural this time of year to be in the Bay Area. Like the last couple of years when the whole media wasn't there, we weren't there, it was like, man, something's not right. It doesn't feel back to normal. It feels back to normal. And probably not a coincidence that the pandemic years, which will be in our kind of put in our minds in its own category, right, just in all of our own lives, where everything was just weird, Klay missing 900 plus days, right? With the injuries.
41 days.
KD coming, but then going. And when Klay went down, and no, now the war, now the NBA Finals, it feels like, I hate to say it because it always felt that way in like LA, right? It feels normal. It feels natural for it to be back in the Bay Area,
right? Dynastic.
Dynastic.
I mean, this is what I love about sports, and I got a little bit of this feeling, Max and Key, going to Duke. Where, you know, my Q asked me when we were down in North Carolina. He's like, hey, what was your record here for your 3 years? I was like, oh, I was 95-13. So it was a crazy record in a three-year span. Dynastic, right? I mean, we got one championship. We lost to the two teams that got to the national championship.
Winning nine out of every 10 games, basically.
That's what I'm saying. So you are always that team. And what we're experiencing in real time with the Golden State Warriors, if they win this one, guys, it's that just drives my mind crazy. They will be the behind the Lakers and the Celtics and surpass the Bulls for championships for this franchise at seven. And four of them, and they're still going.
Yeah, you say the seven championships as a franchise. It's like, okay, I'm more dialed into 6 of 8. That's what I'm dialed
six
into.
6 of 8 finals?
Yeah. Of the last.
And it's kind of Bulls-like because the only reason the Bulls didn't go 8 for 8 is because Jordan stepped away.
Well, that's Bulls-like, LeBron James-like.
No, but what I mean is it's Bulls-like because, yeah, it's 6 of 8, but we all know why they didn't show up on the radar those 2 years. Because not only did KD leave, then Klay went down with injury. So their team wasn't there, right? They had to put the team back together.
Yeah, they could have been 8 of 8.
It could have been 8 of 8. Not that they would have won every one, but they could have been an 8-8.
I wonder if they'd have got the Lakers in the bubble.
I don't know. Lakers were very, very, very good with LeBron and AD. But still, they would have been around.
Yeah,
they'd have been in the conference finals.
But the fact that they can retool real quick and get back. See, that's a quick retool what they just did get back.
Kuminga and Wiggins and Poole.
I guess the Lakers would have been interesting, though, because the Lakers, we all know AD don't like playing the five. He would have had to play the five. Because Golden State would have went so small. You got to switch.
Or
I don't think you would have minded against Golden State, though.
Or is it a different construction of the Lakers because Golden State would have been whatever, healthy or whatever the case, would have been a different construction of the Lakers before they acquired AD, their thought process.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, maybe. This team is this way.
Yeah, you got to build for what you're playing against. Myers' point, too, though, the way they didn't take – I thought when they got Wiggins, okay, they have these draft picks, they have Wiggins. They'll package it for a superstar.
Yeah,
nope. They're like, we're getting Klay back. We still have Steph. We still have Dre. We're going to build with young pieces around them. It's
a
brilliant job.
We talked about on the show about Lakers, Celtics, 17 world championships. Will the Celtics get their 18th? The rivalry for me has always been like, it's been LeBron versus the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't the Cavs. It felt like it was LeBron. Right, and if it was the Lakers, it still would have been LeBron. So, like, those are maybe because kids aren't following franchises as much anymore; they follow players. So, like, that's what. I'm curious. Like, moving forward, like, is this Jason Tatum? Is this the Marcus Smart, Stephen Curry rivalry that we need to see?
I think LeBron was unique in that he was so great.
He's dynastic.
Like, the reason KD and the Warriors really got together is because, like, damn, LeBron. We can't get by this dude LeBron. We need to kind of join forces. But you're right, because it was like LeBron versus the Spurs, right? The Heatles against the Spurs, LeBron's Heatles. And then it was LeBron versus the next dynasty in the West, the Warriors. And then LeBron goes to the Lakers, and the Lakers win. LeBron is something else.
Different, man.
Yeah, LeBron
Sometimes
is something
else. You
don't
appreciate greatness until it's gone. But what we're witnessing right now at Golden State is beyond greatness.
Well,
it's
when you
incredible.
Say, when think about it though, you say Golden State winning championships. LeBron, how many he went to?
It's crazy.
Damn, how remember, many he won? How many did
that,
he go to straight?
To
but winning him. Is a big
people,
thing, though. Winning,
I, of course, Max.
I hear you, but
we want to win. Yeah.
I just hate how it's always
you go
used
to
against
as
LeBron.
Many as he went to in a row. That's crazy.
Well, like, you could say about LeBron,
he doesn't complete the deal. I'm like, but damn, he got there.
What you could say about
nobody does that.
What you could say about LeBron is of any player in history. By himself, he'll get you farther than anyone else. Like, he by himself is, if he's on the floor, you're going to make a deep playoff run with LeBron.
Man, that dude's in the playoffs how many straight years, Jay?
I don't even know it because I lost count.
That's every single
I
year.
I lost count.
Yeah.
It was like he was there every, like, honestly, like, the last 2 years.
Wait,
like,
how many
not
years?
Having him around.
How many years? 17 years?
I mean,
17 or 18 now.
The last 2 years, not having him
around. I think he's been in the playoffs.
Look at how
like,
ratings drop. Like, yeah. Ratings drop.
But Steph, if Steph wins again, and especially if he wins Finals MVP, but if he wins again, like, it's not going to take away from him if he wins Finals MVP. If he does it again.
You had to squeeze it in there.
Well, am I wrong?
Well, according to people, you are, but, you know.
People, schmeeple. That's my answer to that. Greeny is next. We're back tomorrow talking game one of the NBA Finals, and you have a chance to relive our two-on-two versus Barton Hunter.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.